This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. The Pentagon has released audio tapes from military hearings for several terrorist suspects being held at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. The detainees are among 14 high-value prisoners who were sent to Guantanamo about a year ago after spending years in secret CIA prisons. The recordings are from secret hearings before a panel of military judges held in early spring. The hearings will determine whether the detainees are so-called enemy combatants and can be held indefinitely. NPR's Jackie Northam reports on one of those hearings.
On the record.
All rise.
Remain seated. Come forward.
All rise.
The audio recordings are poor quality and often hard to make out. But above the scratch and hiss, you can hear the voices of men the U.S. says helped plot 9/11 and other terror attacks. Take this one of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, whom the Bush administration says played a key role in planning the September 11th attack. Mohammed struggles in vain with the English language as he questions the validity of these types of hearings and warns the military panel to be careful with their evidence.
But I'm saying that for you to be fair with people, that you have classified and unclassified attacks. My opinion, to be fair with people,
Mohammed also disputes some of the evidence against him, such as what's on a computer hard drive that was seized when Mohammed was captured about 4 years ago. The Pentagon says the hard drive allegedly contained three letters from Osama bin Laden, spreadsheets of money funneled to al-Qaeda members, and pictures of the hijackers who carried out the 9/11 attacks, including the ringleader Mohammed Atta. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed says this doesn't prove anything.
Because there are many hundred thousand of Americans, they have Mohammed Atta's picture in their computer. You cannot say, I find Mohammed Atta's picture in your computer, then we use this fact against you.
Despite complaints about the evidence, Mohammed then goes on to admit he helped plot or carry out about 30 terror attacks, including the bombing of the World Trade Center in 1993, the 9/11 attacks, that he was responsible for planning failed assassination attempts of several former American presidents. And he talks about how he kidnapped and decapitated Wall Street Journal correspondent Daniel Pearl. The Pentagon edited all this from the audio recordings. The CIA, FBI, State Department, Pentagon, and other agencies say they wanted to avoid the audio being copied and then used as propaganda on the internet by extremists. Still, the written transcripts contain all these details and are publicly available. The Pentagon made several other redactions. The head of the military panel asks about one of Mohammed's written statements, where he says he was tortured while held at a secret CIA prison. Most of Mohammed's answer concerning the CIA is censored, both on tape and in the transcript. Whatever Mohammed's answer was, the military officer sought clarification.
What I'm trying to get at is, any statement that you made, was it because of this treatment? To use your word, you claim torture. Did you make any statements because of that?
Mohammed said he did make what he claimed were false statements because of alleged torture while at the secret CIA prisons. The military officer tells Mohammed the Pentagon will investigate any allegations of abuse. The hearing lasts just over an hour. Ultimately, Mohammed is determined to be an enemy combatant. The Pentagon hopes to try him and the 13 other high-value detainees in a military trial. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.